With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The Biden administration is granting temporary protected status to Ukrainians in the United States. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and the other members of the Evangelical Immigration Table thanked President Joe Biden and Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas for assisting the refugees. Mayorkas said the classification is good for 18 months at this point. Ukraine is defending itself against devastating attacks from Russia, which began on February 24th. You can learn about relief efforts for refugees at sendrelief.org. A new study from Lifeway Research reveals some interesting information when it comes to young people and money. According to the study, young adults are more likely to say that their parents influence their financial decisions, but they're also frequently influenced by their friends, financial publications or websites, and financial advisors. While most young adults make financial decisions based on what they want today, 83% say they consider where they want to be in several years when making financial decisions. The typical Christian young adult donates more than three times as much as non-Christians over the course of the year. 37% of them say they give financially to their local church, and 28% say they give to other religious organizations. Still, 63% of young adults surveyed who call themselves Christian don't give to their local church, even though 56% of them saying giving at least 10% of their annual income to their local church is a biblical command.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, and there is a fountain filled with blood, are among hymns and spiritual songs that have anchored the faith of Missy Branch, a seminary dean, public speaker, wife, and mother. Branch and her husband William, a professor at Southeastern Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina, believe it's important that their children know Negro spirituals and other hymns that have anchored the faith of blacks, she said. She teaches her children the songs from a copy of the Baptist hymnal used in churches she attended in her childhood. Branch believes theologically based songs can teach her children the importance of living this life well and also the supremacy of eternity with Christ. You can find more stories like this at BaptistPress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today. I'm Brandon Porter.